Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, Rodney Scott. Batting third. The center fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ellis Valentine. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Warren Cromarty. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bobby Ramos. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Gullickson. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Bill Gullickson. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ivan DeJesus. Batting second. The second baseman, Mike Tyson. Batting third. The left fielder, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Cliff Johnson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jerry Martin. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Lenny Randle. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jesus Figueroa. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tim Blackwell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dennis Lamp. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dennis Lamp. And now, play ball. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Scott moves to second. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Tyson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Scott scores. Dawson moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Expos. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Tyson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Tyson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyson strikes out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner strikes out. Ramos drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Buckner out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Tyson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Ramos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramos hits a fly ball into left field. Buckner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Bill Gullickson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gullickson hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 1 in the game. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards third. Randle fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lamp fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jesus Figueroa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Figueroa hits a fly ball into left field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of LaFleur. Blackwell reaches second base with a double. Dennis Lamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamp hits a pop-up towards third. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesus is 0 for 1 in the game. DeJesus takes first base on ball 4. Mike Tyson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyson is 0 for 1 in the game. Tyson hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dawson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Tyson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 0 for 1 in the game. Cromarty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Tyson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 1 in the game. Buckner strikes out. One out. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of LaFleur. Martin reaches second base with a double. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 0 for 1 in the game. Randle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 1 in the game. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Tyson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Ramos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramos is 0 for 1 in the game. Ramos hits a fly ball into center field. Figueroa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jesus Figueroa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Figueroa is 0 for 1 in the game. Figueroa hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Blackwell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dennis Lamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamp is 0 for 1 in the game. Lamp hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Bill Gullickson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gullickson is 0 for 1 in the game. Gullickson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Randall fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 2 in the game. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lamp juggles the ball. That's an error on Lamp. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Scott. The throw from Blackwell and he is safe. Scott steals second. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dawson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesus is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. DeJesus strikes out. One out. Mike Tyson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyson is 0 for 2 in the game. Tyson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 2 in the game. Buckner hits a pop-up towards short. Spear settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Valentine takes first base on ball 4. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 0 for 2 in the game. Cromartie hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Valentine moves to third. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Blackwell for a passed ball. Valentine scores. Cromartie moves to second. It's 2-0, Expos. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 2 in the game. Parrish hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cromartie scores. It's 3-0, Expos. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-2 in the game. Spear hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Parrish moves to second. Bobby Ramos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramos is 0-for-2 in the game. Ramos hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Parrish scores. Spear moves to second. It's 4-0, Expos. Doug Coppola now pitching. Bill Gullickson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gullickson is 0-for-2 in the game. Gullickson bunts towards third. Randall fields it and throws to first for the out. Spear moves to third. Ramos moves to second. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-3 in the game. LaFleur hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Figueroa. LaFleur reaches second base with a double. Figueroa throws the ball into Randall, who tags LaFleur trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Spear scores. Ramos scores. Two outs. It's 6-0, Expos. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Tyson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Bernazard now playing second base. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive towards short. Spear reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Martin is hit by the pitch. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 0-for-2 in the game. Randle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jesus Figueroa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Figueroa is 0-for-2 in the game. Figueroa hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dawson takes first base on ball 4. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Valentine hits a fly ball into center field. Figueroa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cromartie hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dawson moves to second. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Parrish strikes out. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Spear hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dawson scores. Cromartie moves to second. It's 7-0, Expos. Bobby Ramos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramos is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ramos hits a fly ball into right field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 7, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken Maka now playing right field. Jerry White now playing left field. Roland Offis now playing center field. Tom Hutton now playing first base. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Blackwell strikes out. One out. Scott Thompson pinch hits for Doug Coppola. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesus is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. DeJesus hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Thompson moves to second. Jim Tracy pinch hits for Mike Tyson. Jim Tracy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tracy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard fields it and throws to second for the out. Thompson moves to third. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-3 in the game. Buckner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Thompson scores. Tracy moves to third. It's 7-1, Expos. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Office settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 7, and the Cubs 1. The Expos will come to bat. Mick Kelleher now playing second base. George Riley now pitching. Mike Vail now playing right field. Bill Gullickson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gullickson is 0-for-2 in the game. Gullickson hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Blackwell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Maka is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maka hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a fly ball into center field. Figueroa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 7, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Mike Vail is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vail is called out on strikes. One out. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 0-for-3 in the game. Randle hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jesus Figueroa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Figueroa is 0-for-3 in the game. Figueroa hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Randle moves to second. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Blackwell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Randle scores. Figueroa moves to third. It's 7-2, Expos. Larry Biotner pinch hits for George Riley. Woody Fryman now pitching. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard fields it and throws to second for the out. Figueroa scores. Two outs. It's 7-3, Expos. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. DeJesus strikes out. Biotner moves to third. Barry Foote pinch hits for Mick Kelleher. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 7, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.